jam.
That is all.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, let me try that again.
Oh, jam! Hello again, and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Monday Night Magic here on the MTG Cast Network. This is Monday Night Magic number 550. Okay.
Huh. I did not expect that song. But sure. Okay, great.
Well, what song did you expect?
Well, not that one. The frequency is right, Bob. That's great. So, hey, a big shout out to everyone listening to us on 550 KFYI, the most trusted news in Phoenix. Also, we don't actually appear on the radio. If you're hearing us on the radio, let us know, because I guess we want some of that ad revenue.
Yeah, because that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm Chewy.
Hi, Chewy.
And with me is everyone's favorite bow tie wearing goblin enthusiast, Clues.
Hey, that's me. And I just want to say a big shout out to Chewy, as he is the best dressed Wookiee that I know, because he's the only Wookiee that will wear some damn clothes.
Wait, do you know other Wookiees?
Like, I'm not personally? Saying. Maybe.
Oh, all right then.
I know a lot of people.
That is true. You do know a lot of people. But anyway,
by the way, this is pretty much going to be the tone of the show the whole time. Just
pretty
so
much.
You know.
Yeah.
Strap in, kids.
So, Bill or Squee is not with us this week for reasons unknown, other than he didn't want to be here this week.
And who knew Bill was the one who gave us an air of respect and, authenticity and legitimacy.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Kept us on track. Who knew? The shadow knew. No, that's the evil that lurks in the hearts of men. I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah. My bad.
It's okay. It happens. So this episode will actually be fairly short because we're not going to do anything special for episode 550. Not really. So, first up, standard is solved.
Yep.
So everybody go home.
Yep.
And also, damnation.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, and enemy fetches.
Oh, yep, also those. And, more importantly, Goblin Guide.
Yeah, so this has been episode 550 of Monday Night Magic. Thank you all. I'm not even going to do the full outro. Good night, everybody. I think we're still
modern. We are? I thought this was the odds and ends. I was about to swear.
No, we're definitely still on.
By the moon and the stars in the sky, and I swear.
He does, too. But you have to be a patron to hear that. So, okay, fine. I guess we'll do a whole episode. Fine.
Right. Just this once. The next time we hit 550, forget it. We're skipping.
Yes. Totally. The next, what he said.
That's right.
Yeah. So, time I guess works we will go to the Grand Prix. There was just the one, right? It's the only one in the show notes.
To my knowledge, yes, there was just the one. If there was another, someone tell Squee.
Well, hang on. I'm actually going to look so we don't completely screw it up. February. Yeah, okay, just the one. Sweet. Good. So, Grand Prix. How do we pronounce this? Wait, we're supposed to screw it all up, so it's Utrecht.
Yeah.
Like what you did with the mud in the living room and your mom got mad at you.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Utrecht.
Oh, Utrecht, like get wrecked, yeah. Except with us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right. Because everybody who didn't make the top eight, they Utrecht. Yeah, I see what I did there.
That's terrible. So, yeah.
It was pretty bad.
It's GP. Oh, crap. Now that I'm thinking of it.
Yeah, now we can't. Oh,
it's Utrecht, right?
Utrecht. It is Utrecht.
Yeah. Okay, good. Where 1,232 players played the main event. And
awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it was standard, which I guess is awesome.
Sure. We'll go with that. As always, horrible mispronunciations of names are about to happen. We apologize.
Oh boy, howdy are they.
Because we didn't watch coverage, so we have no idea how to say anybody's name.
Not a clue.
So apologies.
I know a couple of the first names, but not all of them. Only some of them.
I know most of the first names, yeah. So Samuel Vio? How do you say that? You have the French ancestry. How do you say that?
Just because my ancestors had some French doesn't mean I did. Okay. And we're Belgian. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was not aware.
It's okay. I like waffles. More on that later.
Not much later, though.
But stay tuned for it, listener. Don't hang up yet. Hang up. Don't hit fast forward. Don't delete this episode.
I mean, unless you just want to. So, no. Yeah, Sammy V won, playing what the coverage team has labeled Mardu Ballista.
Indeed.
And after staring at it for a while, I've realized that it's Mardu Vehicles, but they've swapped out Veteran Motorist for Walking Ballista, and now it's a new deck. Yeah. So there you go. That's Mardu Ballista.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Now, the Walking Ballista is actually really cool in the deck because Gideon's Emblem keeps it alive.
It does, yeah. That's kind of cool.
You barf all of the counters off, and it can be used to pick off blockers so that your cars can run over people. But really, your only car is the Heart of Kirin, which already has Flying and Vigilance, so
Kind of a pretty good car, though.
Yeah, yeah. If my car had Flying and Vigilance, I would drive it more often and to more different places and not on the damn road, because if you're in Heart of Kirin, you don't need roads.
We don't need roads, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's really it. It's virtually the same deck. Now, all of these decks are season to taste, let's say. So, for instance, the second place Mardu Ballista deck piloted by Fabrizio Campanino is running Archangel Avacyn and PNLR and Aethersphere Harvester instead of Chandra Torch of Defiance and a couple of the other numbers were tweaked slightly. Yeah, Clues also had to step away for a moment. So I'm just gonna keep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm back. Keep right on trucking, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Well, I already talked about the difference between Sammy V's deck and Fabrizio's deck.
Right. I mean, I'm surprised you got through it all in that time.
Yeah.
With all of the detail. Now, look, don't get us wrong, because we don't want to get like 1,000 tweets. We don't have that many listeners. We don't want to get like 4 tweets. So, yes, there are, I guess, some subtle differences of a card here and a card there, but I don't know that it's fair to call these things, you know, like hugely different. It's fine.
They're not hugely different. They're actually just a couple cards different.
I mean, what we've really learned by comparing the first and second place decks is that you are supposed to be running Chandra Torch of Defiance.
Yeah, and also the third place.
All the decks.
And also the third place. Mardu Ballista deck by Alexander, I'm going to say Haber.
Yeah.
Is also running Chandra.
Right, because it was the correct thing to do. And you might ask, Clues, so how exactly do you explain that the second place deck was not? Well, obviously, the matches were rigged, I guess. I don't know. I think that's what we plea nowadays.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Is that right? Anytime there's something we didn't like?
It was rigged, yeah.
It was rigged? Yeah, okay, good. Oh, no, I know. When...
Oh, the
when
Russians
went
hacked it.
To, No, when they went to announce it, they had handed him the wrong envelope.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Topical humor. That's what we're all about. And if you listen to this late, you have no idea what we're talking about. But that's fine. It's cool.
Don't feel bad, you guys. I had no idea. Clues had to tell me because I don't pay
attention. I really like Thalia in this deck.
You really like Thalia in all the decks, though. So
that is absolutely correct. Here's the thing. I believe that when in doubt, you should be running Boros. And when you're not in doubt, you should still be running Boros. And so Chandra Torch of Defiance and Thalia Heretic Cathar sounds like an awesome thing to do. And then I guess we have to splash black because everybody has to have Fatal Push.
And Scrap Heap Scrounger.
And when you play it, you have to say, ah, push it. Push it real good.
Or you have to say this is Sparta.
Oh yeah, either one's fine. Preferably both.
I suppose if you're a Static X fan, you could just go, I'm not even gonna try that.
If you could say this is Sparta to the tune of Push It, that's even better.
Ah, Push It. This is Sparta. Nah, nah, nah. Anyway. Next up, David Brooker.
Also, everyone, you're welcome for that song now being in your head.
Yeah, I hate you, Clues.
It was Squeeze fault. Wait, is this a different deck?
Sort of. So in fourth place, David Rooker is running what coverage has called a black-green constrictor.
Hey, look at that.
Now, this one is running Tireless Tracker and Gifted Etherborn and Traverse and Ruinous Path. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, and there's a Sky Sovereign. Hey, check that out.
There is. There is.
Okay, so that's that deck. Now.
So, let's see now. Target creature or planeswalker and opponent controls. Okay, so why the Sky Sovereign instead of the Heart of Kirin?
Because it's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
And besides, your early game is eaten up with all this other stuff.
I see. Okay, so this is the closer. Which,
pretty much. No, yeah.
Did the closer end? I don't really watch television, so I think it did.
I don't even know what the closer is, so let's say yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to assume that it ended.
Okay, so in fifth place, Charlie yes. Trarbach. There's two A's there next to each other, so I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But you knew that.
You pronounce it A-A-Ron, just like a first
oh,
name.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Trarbach.
There you go.
He's running Mardu Vehicles. Now, what's different is this one actually has six cars. It's got the four hearts, one Cultivator's Caravan, one Aether Spear Harvester. It's also running Dapala and Veteran Motorist, but not running Walking Ballista.
That's right.
So that makes it a whole different deck, let's say. And remember, these are all season to taste. Some of them run different creatures. Some of them run different numbers of spells. Some of them run different cars. Whatever. We don't want to hear it.
Some of them correctly run Chandra and Thalia. Some of them only run a single copy of Thalia because they're wrong. And that's why they only made, what is this, fifth place?
Yes.
Yeah, fifth. Yeah. Yep, there we go.
All right, so in sixth place, we have Casper Nielsen, who is running a more different black-green constructor. This one is running...
Wait, did you say constructor?
Constrictor, sorry, I might have.
Okay.
I'm really hung up on Devastator. I'm sorry.
Because, the Constructicons. Now, I was going to say that you must construct additional pylons.
Yeah, but I never played whatever game that is.
Oh, okay. Well, someone out there found that amusing.
I mean, I know the reference, but I never... Is that StarCraft? That's StarCraft, right?
That is StarCraft, yes.
Yeah, okay. I've actually never played a StarCraft game.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. But Casper Nielsen's black-green constrictor deck is running Nissa, Sylvan Advocate, Kalitas, and Tireless Tracker. But it's not running Traverse, and it's not running, hang on, Gifted Etherborn, or Sky Sovereign. So we've spoken before about how the black-green decks are really the +1/+1 counter package. Let's just shorten that to the constrictor package, shall we? With Winding Constrictor, Rishkar, Verderous Gearhulk, Walking Ballista. And these all have that. So now if we want to go to seventh place, where Thuan Trong, let's say? Thuan Trong? Initials TT. This one is running...
More different Constructicons.
More different Constructicons. This one's running Nissa, Drana Liberator of Malakir, Rot! I completely missed that when I was looking over these earlier.
Huh.
And Oath of Nissa and Sylvan Advocate. That's the stuff that it's running that is a little different.
Hey, whatever happened to Sorin? Is he still pinned to a wall somewhere?
Let's hope so. Wait, was that Sorin?
Yeah, that was Sorin that happened to. It's just Drana kind of reminded me of that.
All right, then. And then in eighth place, we've got Burke.
Oh, God. Oh.
What?
There was a card in the sideboard that I...
What's in the sideboard? Gonti?
No.
Oh, Transgress. Sorry. Yeah, you really need to watch your mouth.
I thought I was safe, man.
You're never safe, Clues.
No, I'm not.
So in eighth place, rounding out the top eight, we have Burke. Akpulut? Maybe? Sure, let's go with that. Who's running the four-color Saheeli deck? That's Crazy Cat Lady, you know, Saheeli, Felidar Guardian. But the four-color one runs Tamiyo. Hey, look at that. And lots of energy stuff. Servant of the Conduit, Rogue Refiner, Whirler Virtuoso.
Etherworks Marvel.
Etherworks Marvel, Harness Lightning.
Look at all those energy symbols on Etherworks Marvel.
Yeah, that's a lot, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry, the templating on that just really bugs me.
It's because it's awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. It's just, it's pretty much the deck we've seen before.
Hey, you know what this deck needs?
Lose all the colors and play red instead?
I was gonna say less blue, but okay, sure.
Yeah.
Alright.
So, that means, in the top eight, we really only have three different-
You can in fact negate Baral's expertise. It looked like a sentence if you look at that sideboard there. Tomio, field researcher, negates Baral's expertise.
Ah.
Look, I'm sorry, you're just gonna get, a complete, like, free flow of what comes out of my head tonight, cause Squee's not here to help out.
And then the natural state of the Tireless Tracker is
to take an Oath of Chandra, upon Kozilek's return.
And yeah, I think. Is unyielding, yeah.
I think from now on we should make stories out of the sideboards.
I think we should never ever do that again.
Oh.
So, as I was saying, in the top eight, there are really only three decks. One four-color Crazy Cat Lady. Three black-green and three Mardu, because they can call them different names to make Standard look like it's diverse, but it's not. So let's go to the more the top 32 deck list, just to get a quick rundown here.
Well, in the top 32 metagame, 41% of it was Mardu vehicles, according to the nice folks at Wizards.
Is there a breakdown?
It's in the top five moments. Moment number five is the metagame was dominated by Mardu vehicles.
That's a really ignorant place to put that.
And they mention right here, going into the event, many people expected a rock, paper, scissors, or rather cat, vroom, sneak metagame.
Snack,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, cause this is snack.
Yeah, see, I don't actually know what that's from.
I've
seen people reference it, but yeah, I know it's from the internet. I know that.
That's all you need to know.
But I only got as far as cat, and then I looked at cats on the internet.
Yeah, that tends to happen.
Yeah, it really does. All right, I'm sorry. We were looking at this breakdown here. Yeah, 41%. An additional 28% is the black-green constrictor decks.
Yeah, now this is just in the top 32.
Now the thing is, in this top 32, they don't seem to split out Ballista.
They're the same damn deck, and Frank Carson knows it, so.
Yeah, and in fact, he says, as a note, in this overview, Mardu Vehicles encompasses both versions with Veteran Motorist and versions with Walking Ballista. So, there you go.
Yep. So, of the top 32, 41% was Mardu Vehicles, 28% was Black Green, 9% was the Teemer Dynavolt Tower deck, which, what? And then, 6% was the four-color Saheeli. 6% was the blue-red Emerge deck, which I actually want to look at one here in a minute and talk about it. And then I think 3% is pretty much just one. Jeskai Saheeli, white-black control, and Sultai control. So now if we go back to the 9th through 32nd deck lists, we'll see that, yup, that's what we're dealing with here. Okay, so look at Lucas Florent's Dynavolt Tower deck. It's the second one.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it up here.
Check out that Shielded Aether Thief.
Huh.
For 2 mana, it's a 0/4 with flash. When it blocks, you get an energy counter, and you can tap it and pay 3 energy to draw a card. Sick!
Why have I not really seen that card do much before now?
Well, because it's a limited card. But hey, look, it's a standard card. But yeah, this deck is running lots of energy things, including Confiscation Coup, which is funny. And of course it's running-
Give me this.
That is mine, and I don't want you to have this anymore. But of course it's running Dynavolt Tower, and that's the fun part. Thus it's in the name of the deck. Andre Strusky's running it too. Hey, look at that. Let's see here. Mardu Vehicles, Constrictor. Oh my god, does the fun ever start?
Start the vehicles.
22nd place, Bernardo Santos is running a white-black control deck. And this is a thing that I wish would pick up a little bit just so we could talk about something different every once in a while. We've got Liliana, The Last Hope, Gideon Alive's Indicar, and good old Kool-Aid Man, Obnixilus. The reignited version in the Planeswalker pay category. All of the instants are murder. We've got murder, Anguished Unmaking, Grasp of Darkness, Fatal Push. Just killing all the things.
Wow, this looks like a really interesting deck. I agree. I think.
Yeah, there's Fumigate, because sometimes you know, you want to kill everything at once instead of one at a timing it. And then your creature base is, Aili? Eternal Pilgrim, you know.
I think it's Aili.
Let's hope so, because I like that better. Gifted Aetherborn, because it's sick. Selfless Spirit, Thalia, so Clues is happy now, and Archangel Avacyn.
I like that one too.
There's also an Oath of Liliana because, you know, zombies and planeswalkers.
And Fumigate.
Which I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. I was busy looking at the sideboard at the time.
Did you see the Transgress the Mind? Because it's there, so be careful.
No, I made sure to avoid that one, but I did see that Gisela's in there.
Yeah, Gisela, Gonti, Linvala, Thalia, Kalitas, and Sky Sovereign. Just all mess of legends
that.
In the sideboard.
Linvala
along with
is
Transgress
in there.
The Mind, so do watch out.
Yeah, that's quality. Yeah, watch out for the Transgress the Minds.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what that card does anymore, because every time I see the art, my mind just recoils in horror, and so...
Oh, here, let me remind you. Target player reveals his or her hand.
Uh-huh.
You choose a card from it with converted mana cost 3 or greater and exile.
Yes. Okay.
So it's like a super discard spell.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah. So, moving on. Here we go. If you go down to 26th.
26th place.
Blue-red Emerge deck.
Huh.
Look at this. Now, one of the salesmen... at the dealership plays Magic, and he told me, man, I think Emerge is going to start showing up. And I was like, well, let's hope so we can have something different to talk about every week. But it's running Advanced Stitchwing, the Stitchwing Scab, Prized Amalgam, Elder Deep Fiend, and then Cathartic Reunion and Tormenting Voice and Fevered Visions and Lightning Axe and Fire Temper and Kozilek's Return. The stuff
you
expect.
My axe.
As long as it's a Lightning Axe, yes. And you have my temper. And Bill's Fevered Visions.
I was going to say Bill's Return on the upkeep. Because he'll be back. He'll be back.
But, yeah, I mean, there's actually nothing really new here at all. I mean, I guess Cathartic Reunion.
I don't know, that sideboard is shocking.
It's sort of new. What's in the sideboard?
Well, there are two shock.
Yeah.
Oh. I see what I did there. And Chandra. Oh, yeah. That's a great card. I should get some of that card.
Baby.
I wonder what that card's going for. I have no idea.
I couldn't tell you, man. I mean, you could look it up if you like.
Yeah, it's what I'm doing.
There's a Jeskai Saheeli deck in 28th. Now, where? I think there's the other Blue-Red Emerge. Oh, it was the 32nd place is the Sultai Control deck. Dude, listen to this.
$20? Sorry.
That sounds about right. So are you ready for this? Listen to this.
Actually, it does. 32nd deck?
Yeah, the last one on this page.
All right,
Liliana of the Last Hope.
Yes.
And then it's got Fatal Push, Grasp, Grapple with the Past. Remember that card? To the Slaughter, Murder, and Traverse. Okay, it's got all... Oh, and Vessel of Nascency. So it's got the makings of some Delirium. Except then the rest of the deck is essentially Last Year Called, and they want their deck back. Ishkana... Grim Flayer, Walking Ballista, there's a new one. Torrential Gear Hulk, Noxious Gear Hulk, Tireless Tracker, Kalitas. Good old control-y stuff. Yeah, I like it. It's not great, but it's not one of the big three, so I like it. But that's your...
Duh!
See, you gotta watch that.
Yeah, happened again.
But that's your, standard.
And that is your standard. That is correct.
Now, according to the top five moments, there were loads of sweet brews. And there are cards mentioned here like Metalwork Colossus and Paradox Engine and Commencement of Festivities and Hidden Stockpile and Whir of Invention. But you know what? None of those cards made it into the top 32. Cards. Not just those decks. No, none of those cards. So, you know? It is good that people are branching out and trying new things and sweet brews and all that, but if they don't make it far enough, then it really doesn't matter, because then we don't get to talk about it.
Yeah.
So let's move on then, because that's depressing.
Yes, let's. Let's move on to things that are not depressing. Let's talk about the real top five moment. Well, top one. The top moment of the entire tournament. Do you know what the top moment of the entire tournament was?
I do, but you're so excited, I'm going to let you tell people.
I am so excited. I really, really am, because apparently, according to a Twitter from Cascade Games, I sound like my mom. According to a tweet from Cascade Games.
Yeah. Mom also wear bow ties, just out of curiosity.
She does not, no. But she's sweet. She really is. Not great with the technology, but she is sweet. Hi, Mom. I know you're not listening because you can't figure out the podcast thing, and I can't imagine you being committed enough to knowing what your son does that you'd actually listen to this show, of all things. Stroop Waffle World. That's right. That's an actual thing. Stroop Waffle World came to the tournament and gave a bunch of Stroop Waffles for the staff and VIPs at the GP. Q Chewy asking, no, you're not going to help me out here? Man, you are the worst.
What's comedy. A Stroop Waffle?
There we go. Thank you so much. A Stroop Waffle. So if you've never had the joy of a Stroop Waffle, okay, so how can I describe this? Make like a little, like, kind of crunchy waffle. Not like a thick Belgian waffle, but like a thin, crunchy waffle. More like a waffle cone, but even that is too thick. So it's like a thin, crunchy waffle, and you sandwich two of those with caramel in between them. And it's like a little cookie. It's a little disc. It's about the size of a silver dollar, if any of you can ask your parents what a silver dollar looks like. But it's a little cookie thing, and they are amazingly good. The name literally means syrup waffle. So, there you go. It's very popular in the Netherlands, and it can be found in some places here in the United States locally. I know, because I ate some Stroop Waffle tonight. And here, Chewy, is a link so you can see what one looks like.
All right. Well, why don't you drop that in the show notes so I can find it easier when I go to post the show?
Okay. I shall add a link to the Stroop Waffle. And I was so excited to see that I had to throw it into the show notes because Stroop Waffle. If you get a chance, get some. If you live in the kind of Midwest, the north part of the greater Great Lakes areas, so states that are near a Great Lake, and you have Meijer as a grocery store near you, it's in the international food section. They carry Stroop Waffle.
I mean, it certainly sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's great, man. It's crunchy and sweet and love it.
See, that's the problem. See, I'm chewy and sweet and
Yeah, that's not exactly how I would describe Chewy. The person.
Well, of course I'm not sweet to you.
Certainly not. I don't even know why I show up.
So, that's awesome. Good on you. Was it Stroop Waffle World, right?
I believe it was Stroop Waffle World, yes.
Stroop Waffle World. It was, yeah.
Yep.
I do believe the term we're looking for is glorious.
Mm-mm-mm.
But now let's go to Indianapolis.
Stroop Waffles.
Tell me there were 500 people, because then we could call it the... Nope, there were 900 people.
Oh. There may have been Stroop Waffles, however. I can tell you that the judge community likes to bring Stroop Waffles.
All right, then. So, at the Star City Open in Indianapolis, there were 904 people, as far as we know, playing in the Modern Open.
All right.
Where Nicholas Bird won, playing ad nauseum. Yup. Huh. Not kidding. For real Z and serious. Yep.
I feel like that keeps coming up again and again and again.
Until we're all sick of it. Nope, that's standard. Smart joke.
Oh,
ding.
Oh, yes. Ad nauseum joke. Okay, great.
Oh, man. Second place, Patrick Tilson was playing Abzan.
Abzan what?
Is
it Abzan ad nauseum?
No, it's just Abzan.
Okay.
Like, it's sort of like...
Wait, how many sea drinos? How many sea drinos?
Just two, but apparently that's because four is the top of the curve, and that's the only reason.
Oh, okay. And he could afford a full set of goifs.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. So there you go.
And the Liliana sisters.
Yeah. Was it three?
Three of the Veil.
And one last hope.
One last hope, yeah. Because there's just the one last hope.
Yeah, it's sort of like Final Fantasy. People keep talking about there being 15 of them. I think those people are crazy.
It was our last best hope for peace.
Yes.
That was a Babylon 5 reference, if anybody gets that. Thank you.
Oddly enough, I did, even though I've never watched Babylon 5. Damn.
Oh, it's really good. You should.
Yeah, I'm not gonna though. So,
or at least I remember it being really good, but that was like 12 years ago since I watched it, so.
Was that the one that, J. Michael Straczynski had a hand in?
Had a hand in? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He wrote it. It was his baby.
Oh, well there you go. Then. Okay, so totally I might watch it at some point in the future then, because I love that guy.
Okay.
The stuff he did with Spider-Man, oh my god, it was amazing.
Did he do whatever a spider could?
So in third place, Dan Musser is playing the Bant Eldrazi deck.
Okay.
Burp. In fourth place, Richie Sleds, that's a cool name, is playing Grixis Control. Yeah, nothing really to see there.
Those are colors that like to control.
Yeah, Michael Majors in fifth is running the boogeyman of the format at the moment, Death Shadow.
Every time he comes up, I think of Lee Majors. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think of Scrooged? It's Lee Majors!
I didn't, but I do now.
You do now.
I do now.
I love Scrooged, by the way. It's like it's gotta be my favorite actual Christmas movie, not counting things like Die Hard.
I was gonna say, not Die Hard?
Well, Die Hard is, I mean, as much as I love to say it's my favorite Christmas movie, it's not a Christmas movie, it just takes place at Christmas.
Oh, come on. It's totally a Christmas movie.
Scrooged is completely an actual Christmas movie, and I love it because—
There's family getting back together, there's throwing Snape off of a tower, I mean, it's everything you could want in a Christmas movie.
There's overcoming trauma to shoot a guy.
There's broken glass and bare feet, you know.
Yeah.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Anyway,
we were talking about Death Shadow in fifth. I think we were headed to sixth, where the lesser known Coen brother was playing Death Shadow as well.
I don't really know if he's lesser anymore.
Wait, Justin Coen? I was talking about the Coen brothers, the directors.
Well, they're spelled differently.
Yeah.
So.
I know, but it was funnier my way.
I don't know.
It was approaching comedy my way.
Okay, we'll give you the approaching. Justin Coen is running a slightly different Death Shadow.
Did it my way.
I won't dance. Don't ask me. John Sauer, I think that's right. In seventh is running Bant Eldrazi. And then Garrett Strauss in eighth.
God, like 20 minutes ago, I was trying to think of the phrase stream of consciousness, and I just did. So there you go. Not only did I finally remember it, but it was in fact an example of it as well. So
I was wondering why you didn't say stream of consciousness.
Because I was trying to think of it and it just wouldn't come to mind.
All right. So in eighth place, Garrett Strauss is running Grixis Delver. So yeah, pushing a little further in ninth place, Michael Stewart is running what is called Revolt Zoo.
That's revolting.
Why is it called Revolt Zoo?
Why is it called Revolt Zoo?
Oh, it's
Zoo?
Got the Hidden Herbalists and the Narnum Renegade. I did not even remember the Hidden Herbalists, but they're Burning Tree Emissaries.
Are they herbalists or herbalists?
Well, I mean, they're hidden, so I'm going to call them Hidden Herbalists.
I thought they were Hidden Herbalists.
Oh, that could be right. I think that's the British pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was still stuck in Europe because I'm thinking of Stroopwafels.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. Or understandable. But yeah, the hidden herbalists are, with Revolt, they're just four more copies of Burning Tree Emissary.
I feel as if the Bushwhacker is too reckless. Although, you know, it really, anything with Surge really helps with the Revolt.
I almost asked a really stupid question.
Yeah?
Wow. I almost asked, hey, what is leaving the battlefield to trigger Revolt? We're in Modern now, so a fetch land, you idiot.
Yeah, or the Reckless Bushwhacker with the Surge, because that totally works, right?
What?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I worry about you, Clues.
I do too.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it's the fetch lands. Duh. My brain was still in standard for some reason. Hey, look, there's two burn decks in 10th and 11th. Yay.
This I approve of.
Two more Death's Shadow in 12th and 13th and Ads and Company.
I could take it or leave it.
In 14th. What? A 15th is a deck labeled Green Red Ponza. Let me look at this.
I thought those were illegal.
No, that's Ponzi. That's totally illegal.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Dude, look at this.
Yeah.
It's running Beast Within and Stone Rain and Wanvuli Acid Moss. That's one of the hallmarks of the Ponza deck is land destruction.
Can you remind me why it's called Ponza?
No.
Okay, good.
It's sort of like, why is it called Sly?
Yeah, okay, so
I think that was the dude's last name, actually. Ponza might be as well.
It might be. Remember. Deck name. Okay, let's see what this has to say.
So while Clues looks that up, this deck is running Arbor Elf as a mana elf, Birds of Paradise, and, well, I guess that's it for that. It's also running Utopia Sprawl, and it's running Inferno Titan, Obstinate Baloth, Stormbreath Dragon, Thrag Tusk, Courser of Crufix, Pia and Karen Nalar, Chandra Torch of Defiance, Nissa Vital Force. If you're confused yet, stay with me. Blood Moon, Utopia Sprawl, which I said Beast Within, the Wanvuli Acid Moss and Stone Rain is your land destruction, Magma Jet, Primal Command, and three copies of Bonfire of the Damned. It's like he just looked at all of these cool cards and said, wouldn't it be cool if we could just play all of these? And then he finished 15th. Did you come up with anything, Clues?
Yeah, it does seem to be named after an original deck, but apparently the original name of the Ponza deck, it was Kowal Ponza Rota had a red deck. I think his name is Kowal Ponza Rota, I believe. It was shortened to Ponza. The original Ponza deck wasn't really land destruction per se. It contained some land destruction.
Right.
But it was aggressive creatures, cheap burn spells, and just enough land destruction to give you a chance to win the game. But today, generally any heavy land destruction deck gets called Ponza.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or so I'm told by the internets, and if it's typed there, it's probably true.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I don't think we should. That seems sketchy at best.
So rounding out the top 16 is 16th place with a green-black Tron deck.
All right.
So, yeah, hell yeah. And there you go.
Are they making a third Tron movie? I had heard rumors.
I have no idea.
Okay.
What else is going on here? In 19th, there's a Merfolk. In 20th, there's a Goryeo's Vengeance. There's Decepticons all the way down in 21st.
Indeed.
That's Affinity, for those that don't know. Scapeshift in 22nd. Oh, there's an 8-Rack in 23rd. Jund in 24th. Dredge in 25th. Infect all the way down in 30th. Yeah, it looks like Modern is, in fact, relatively diverse and healthy. You see a little more Death Shadow than usual, but that's because it did really well at the last GP, so of course that's... Oh, and look, Sam Black is one of the people piloting it. Hey, look at that. Right here in 26th place. So, yeah. It also looks like a lot of fun to play, so that probably helps. Never mind the sounds you're hearing of things breaking in the background.
It's probably fine.
So while we're on Modern, let's go over to the Modern Open, where 296 people were playing. Wait,
That was the one? No, you mean the Modern Classic.
What'd I say? Did I say Open?
Excuse you me. Said Open. That's, we already did the Open.
The Open was the big one. This is the Modern Classic. 296 people playing. Death Shadow 1, Alex Williams. Sebastian Johns playing Affinity, Decepticons is second. Keenan Davidson
meets the eye.
Not necessarily. Keenan Davidson in third with Goryeo's Vengeance. Ryan Overturf in fourth playing Grixis Delver. Michael Bashir playing Merfolk finished fifth. Ryan O'Malley playing Green White Tron in sixth. Bernie Wynn, we don't know, playing Grixis Delver. And oh look, Emma Handy finished eighth playing Death Shadow. Everyone loves Emma Handy. And if not, well, you're wrong.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. The rest of the top 16, there's a green-red Breach deck, more Death Shadow, more Vengeance, a Naya Breach deck, A deck just labeled Mardu. Great, now I have to look. Liliana of the Veil, Gideon Ally of Zendikar, Grim Lavamancer, and Dark Confidant. Right? And everything else is just murder. It's just, oh god, look at everything is dying. Fatal Push, Kolaghan's Command, Lightning Bolt, Lightning Helix, Path to Exile, Terminate, Collective Brutality, Inquisition of Kozilek, Lingering Souls, because if you're playing Black and White, you're probably playing Lingering Souls, and Thoughtseize. Wow. So it's murder and, card denial and Lingering Souls. Nice. I like it. Oh, and Damnation in the sideboard. More on that in just a minute.
Foreshadowing!
Dun dun dun. So then we go over to Standard, where there were a whopping 132 people playing. Oh crap, I said his name earlier, now I don't remember how I said it. I think it's Eli Cassis? Eli Cassis. I think that's right. Is running four color Saheeli to win.
Crazy Cat Lady.
Crazy Cat Lady. Dwight Desotel, that's a cool name, is running the Mardu vehicles. Max McVady, Mardu vehicles.
Vroom.
Vroom vroom. Alan Gingrey is running black green Eldrazi. What? Hold on.
Okay, let's take a look. Uh-huh.
Wow,
yes.
Look at this deck.
Ooh, look at that. Smashing the realities. We think not.
We've got Scrap Heap Scrounger, Gifted Aetherborn, and Narnum Renegade. And then you've got your Eldrazi, Thought Not Seer, Reality Smasher, Matter Reshaper. Yeah, it seems good. You've got Cultivator's Caravan. And then Fatal Push, Grasp of Darkness, Ruinous Path, and Transgress.
Almost went there.
Huh.
I almost traveled down that Ruinous Path.
That's really cool. Cool. All right, moving on. Two black-green aggro decks, Kurt Zimmer and Justin Brickman in 5th and 6th. Jeskai, Crazy Cat Lady, Thomas Johnson in 7th. And then Ben Alm playing Mardu Cars in 8th. And then the rest of the top 8 is four color cats.
You mean top 16?
Top 16. Four color cats, Mardu Cars, black green, four color cats, Teamer Marvel. There's a different thing. Mardu Cars, blue white control. What? Blue white control and another green black. Oh yeah, this deck. Jace Noir, Gideon, Torrential Gear Hulk, and then a bunch of spells that you'd want back. Yeah.
Jace Noir, Private Eye.
The guild pack tells me there's trouble. Shut up, Jace. So there you go. That's your Star City Open.
And in Legacy, the king of all formats, we're killing it.
Yeah, according to the show notes, there were zero people playing in the Legacy Fever Dream of Clues.
Oh no. No. No, you're right. There were none. It was sad.
Yeah.
That event failed the fire.
Oh, now I'm sad. So, the other big news, of course, is that Modern Masters 2017 preview started today, and boy, did they start with a bang.
Did they?
In fact, they might have started with a good, healthy dose of Hell and Tarnation. No, wait, that's not right. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry... No, wait, hang on. Eating Babies? No. Damnation!
Yep.
They are finally printing Damnation again. Oh my god.
Basically, it was stop asking or okay, fine.
Which is actually what the official, I don't know if that was a tweet or a Facebook post from Magic the Gathering said, but it was sigh, fine, and a picture of Damnation.
Well, the article from Adam Prozac that is the official reveal of this actually begins, okay, fine. Then there's a picture of Damnation. And then it says, any other questions? I think he should have just ended the article there, but there is some more stuff if you want to read it.
Yeah, he explains some of the problems with reprinting Damnation, like actual whoops problems. Like, it was supposed to be in From the Vault Annihilation, but then they were going to put it in Magic 2015 and didn't want to put it in a From the Vault as well.
Yeah.
And by the time they decided they didn't want it in M15, it was too late to put it in From the Vault Annihilation.
Oops.
Whoops. So then, yeah. It went on and on and on and whatever, whatever. But that's not all. There are also set themes listed here. So apparently, Modern Masters 2017 is a heavily multicolor set. And it's built around the five ally color pairs, each with their own strategy. White-blue blink, blue-black instant control, Black, red, unearth. Red, green, go wide. You know, make lots of dudes and then pump them all. And then green, white, populate. Ooh.
So when is blue, black not instant control?
When it's got other cards in the set? Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just reading off the list.
All right, that's fair.
But to help support this, they've got the Trilands at Uncommon. The shard-colored Trilands, you know, from Shards. They've got all 10 of the Guildgates at Common.
Look at those.
And also at Rare, they've got the enemy-colored Fetchlands.
That's right.
Ooh, reprinted for the first time in a real easily accessible, quote-unquote, easily accessible set. They were printed originally in Zendikar. They were only sort of reprinted as Expeditions in Battle for Zendikar.
Doesn't count.
And exactly. And now they are being reprinted for realsie and serious in Modern Masters 2017 as Rares, which is awesome.
It is a rare thing.
And well overdue, I do believe. Also, Goblin Guide.
Oh yeah, seriously, Goblin Guide, that is like maybe the best thing about the whole thing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right then.
Ta-da! Modern what? Masters. It's coming to you soon. The full spoilers out, I want to say this Friday. I think we only get a week of these previews because, you know.
I think so.
We got other previews we got to get to, I guess.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, I mean, so far I'm more excited for Modern Masters 2017 than I was for 2015. Was that the last one? Was 2015?
Yeah, because
sounds right.
Eternal
yeah,
Masters. Wait, no. Was it called Eternal Masters?
I believe it was. Yes.
Oh yeah, because Vintage Masters was the Magic Online one, right?
Right.
Right.
And Legacy can die.
Clearly.
These are not my feelings. I want Legacy to live. I love Legacy, but
Legacy lives on at the store level and nowhere else.
And nowhere else.
So if your store has a Legacy community, then for God's sake, keep it alive.
Do you enjoy Legacy? Watsy has a message for you. Too bad.
That clues cannot repeat because there's no swearing on Monday Night Magic.
Look, I don't know that Watsy really wants to kill Legacy, but I can tell you that they don't really seem to have lots of love overflowing for the format.
It's very true.
Look, just ban Sensei's Divining Top. It's really all I'm asking, you know, before I die.
Before Legacy dies.
If I had a terminal disease, that would be my make-a-wish, I guess, is ban Sensei's Divining Top in Legacy. Well, right. That got dark. Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, there is one other thing that I wanted to mention that I saw happening on the social medias involving Modern Masters, and it's
Is it that Damnation has not been printed ever due to issues?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it is not. So in what I'm going to call both interesting and maybe a slightly frightening step for the secondary market. Channel Fireball tweeted today, cards bought from Channel Fireball in the past 30 days that are reprinted in the new Modern Masters may be returned for a full refund in credit until March the 17th. So that is interesting in the escalating arms race of, you know, doing the best customer service you can, which I guess is good for the customer. There you go. Did you buy Damnations last week? You can return them and get a full refund and then buy Damnations when the set comes out and they're cheaper. That's perfectly fine.
And the first reply that I see says, does this include cards bought from today forward? And Channel Fireball's response was, yes, this includes cards bought between now and March 17th.
So there you go.
So I guess if you buy cards in the hopes that speculation reasons, and then it doesn't, you could get them back. Wait, what happens March 17th? Is that when the set comes out?
I believe that's when the set comes out, yes.
Okay. So it's not like you get to see the effect, and because they are a business after all.
They are.
Yeah.
When?
But yeah,
when
that's,
actually release Modern Masters 2017 release date? Because that seems like
March
a long...
17th, yeah.
Long way. Yep, there it is. So, take that, speculators, I guess.
But yeah, that's,
Yeah.
And I don't... I think this is a massive, like, PR and trust-building move.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
And you know what? Awesome. Because it's working. But, yeah. I have no...
Yeah, I don't really have any more commentary than that. I think it's really interesting. I don't know how much... I hesitate to describe it this way, but how much money they're going to lose on this. But I think it's really more like potential money that they're going to lose. I mean, they'll still have the cards. You've got to return them. But...
Yes.
I just don't know how much it's going to affect their bottom line overall, but it is a really nice PR move. So good on you, Channel Fireball.
Yeah, well done.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Well, speaking of gauntlets...
Yeah, you like what thrown. I did there? Huh?
That was pretty good,
all
yeah.
Right.
So, speaking of throwing gauntlets, you know the throwback...
Oh, wait, hold it. We have to have the disclaimer first, right? That we're about to talk about MTGO.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, Magic Online news updates on Tuesdays, but we record on Mondays. So... We're only going to tell you the stuff that's still relevant. Most of it is obsolete, and we're not going to mention that. So if you want to know yourself, you should look sometime before Monday.
Yeah.
Like on Tuesday when it's new.
If you,
or sometimes Wednesday.
If you wait for this show to get your MTGO news...
You are sorely missing out on all the things.
Think you might be doing it wrong.
Oh, totally doing it wrong.
All right.
Okay.
With that out of the way.
So... The standard throwback gauntlet, you remember we talked about that, and it was the Mirage Tempest block, and it's a bunch of cool old decks, and we were like, oh my god, I can't wait for this.
Looks awesome.
So if you go to that link now, which will be in the Magic Online section of the show notes, there is a large type bolded statement here that says, note, this event was canceled due to issues. And will be rescheduled in the future once those issues have been resolved. It has been replaced with 3X Cons of Tarkir flashback drafts available February 22nd through March 1st. So, I mean, it runs out and essentially tomorrow it's done.
Yeah.
But due to issues.
Due to issues.
And that's what we've got. We don't know what the issues were. So, for example, I don't think it's the implementation of... standard or constructed phantom events, because they've done those before with the Pro Tour gauntlets, right?
Yes they have.
Yes. And it's not because they use a bunch of old cards, because they've all these cards already exist in Magic Online. It's not like they added new cards specifically for this. So, but they didn't tell us what the issues were, just due to issues. Which, if you were concerned or confused when the name of this episode was Monday Night Magic number 550 due to issues, well, there you go. That's the joke. Cause I don't get it. Like, usually when there's a problem, they explain what the problem was. Like, hey, so this happened. Sorry. Once we get that, nope, issues. Bill's thought was, is it because the reasoning, because reasons was taken? Note. This event was canceled because reasons.
Because reasons.
And will be rescheduled in the future once those reasons have been resolved.
And that's why you always leave a note.
So yeah, if anyone actually knows what the issues were, then please do.
Yeah, we'd like to know.
Yeah, tweet them at me. Or at us, because we really do want to know. But yeah, so this thing that's really awesome and... I was really looking forward to seeing what they're gonna do in future week. No. Due to issues. Oh, I love it. I don't love it. It makes me sad.
All right. What else we got in the Modo news?
Well, you know, the Monarch.
Yes.
Concept, I guess. The Monarch mechanic. It's a mechanic.
Yeah, it's a mechanic.
Monarch mechanic.
Sure.
Yeah. That came from, Conspiracy 2, Conspiracy Harder.
Yes.
Or Conspire Harder, sorry.
Conspire Harder. This time it's personal.
Yeah, Electric Boogaloo. Well, those are not on Magic Online, because those cards will never become relevant and constructed, right?
Right, of course.
Well, turns out that at least one, the, what's it called? The palace?
Palace jailer.
Jailer.
Yeah.
Actually sees play in Legacy.
It does. It does.
And so to make Magic Online Legacy look more like real Legacy, they need to add Palace Jailer somewhere. But they're not just going to give everyone four copies of Palace Jailer because...
yeah, no.
Let's be honest. So instead, they are adding Palace Jailer and the other, or some of the other, it doesn't actually say, many of the cards from Conspiracy Take the Crown that can make you the Monarch. They're going to be added to treasure chests with the release of Modern Masters 2017 on Magic Online. And they'll be added with adjusted rarities such that cards with this mechanic will be much more common than the existing cards from that set. So you'll get Monarch cards a little bit more than you'll get reprints from Conspiracy 2. And there you go. And it's because they weren't going to add it because why would they? And then boom, look, here's a card that matters. And they were like, ah, damn it.
Oh, man.
So they fixed
it. Damnation.
I know, right? So yeah, there you go. If you're a fan of the Monarch and you want to be the Monarch online, then wait till March. Crap, I just had it. Modern. Here it is. March, I think it's 23rd is when they, it releases on Magic Online. So after that, you'll be able to get them out of treasure chests, which means they'll be available for purchase, I'm assuming, from wherever you purchase cards for Magic Online.
And who isn't a fan of the Monarch?
Colonial Americans?
No, I was referring to the supervillain, the Monarch, from the Venture Brothers.
Colonial Americans?
I don't think Colonial Americans know anything about the arch nemesis of Dr. Thaddeus Venture.
Yeah, probably not. Sucks to be them, doesn't it? They've never seen Family Guy either. Oh. Anyway, moving on. We have more Magic Online news. The Magic Online weekly updates were updated. There's really only two things that are still relevant. The Magic Online Championship starts March 3rd, goes 3rd through the 5th.
Yep.
Be streaming live from Wizards HQ. So if you're into the MOCS, but I'm not going to call it the MOCS because I'm a Magic player and that's confusing.
It is confusing, yes.
Which I noticed they didn't call it that either. They actually call it the Magic Online Championship, and it's not shortened to MOX
that would,
anywhere in this paragraph.
It would be a pun too far.
And also, I didn't mean to close that link.
Oh, no.
Whoops, hang on. What was the other thing?
The Invasion Block Flashback Drafts begin
right
Wednesday, March the 1st. That is 2 days hence as we are recording this.
Yep, so you can draft Invasion Plane Shift. Let me try that again. You can draft Invasion Plane Shift Apocalypse.
What you should know, dear listener, is that Chewie could go and edit that out so he never sounded like a fool, but he's not going to.
Yeah, I have to be up early in the morning, so I'm not definitely not going to. But I wouldn't even if I didn't have to be up early.
No,
in the
certainly not.
So, yeah. I am perfectly fine with sounding like a fool if it means I don't have to edit.
Then I have good news for you.
Quiet you. So, yeah, there you go. People loved Invasion back in the day because people love Multicolored. Now, since then, Multicolored has been done way, way, way better many times over. So it's possible that Invasion kind of sucks now. But I wouldn't know because I never drafted Invasion originally because that was during the point when I was not playing Magic.
Huh, look at this. Have you seen this schedule? What? I don't know if you saw this. I've one of these links that... that Squee gave us here looks like this.
The one that's been there constantly since it was first.
I don't think I've ever actually looked at that. There's a lot of nice information in there. Look at that. You can see when things are happening and man.
Yeah. So there are two links in the Magic Online section that do not change. Now it's the flashback favorite drafts and throwback standard gauntlets information. And the other one is the MTGO event calendar, which has all of the things that you could ever want to know about what's going on or not going on Magic Online. Although it still has the Mirage Tempest Throwback Standard Gauntlet listed. So, you know.
Yeah, but look, there's a legacy challenge that's listed. Look at that.
Wait, where?
It was back on the 11th, but.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm sure Bill mentioned, but because we sort of zone out when Bill talks about Magic Online, we didn't hear.
There's a chance I was looking for pictures of cats at the time.
Actually, he might not have mentioned it because it's on a Saturday, which means they announced it on Tuesday, and then we recorded the Monday after it happened, so probably not. But anyway, yeah. Now, they've also updated the bug blog, and there are three things that are kind of, well, one is funny, one is bizarre, and one is god-awful terrifying. So, the first one, the trigger, are you ready for this clues? The triggered ability of Leovold, Emissary of Trest,
uh-huh,
does not trigger when its controller is the target of Oath of Druids.
So let me get this straight. Not other things, just Oath of Druids.
Correct.
That is weird.
Yes. Now, the second one, the triggered ability of the card Apathy causes a soft lock. Now, Apathy, we had to look it up, and luckily, there's the auto card here. For a single blue, it's an enchant creature from Weatherlight. Enchanted creature does not untap during its controller's untap phase. Or, let me get the freaking gather oracle text. Enchanted creature doesn't untap during its controller's untap step. At the beginning of the upkeep of enchanted creature's controller, that player may discard a card at random if he or she does untap that creature. And that causes a soft lock. That's not explained. We're not sure what that means, but it doesn't crash the game. It causes a soft lock.
Yeah, we're not really sure how that works.
And we're not going to speculate because we haven't played Magic Online. Have you ever played Magic Online?
I think I did once.
Oh, okay. Then between the two of us, we have all of the Magic Online knowledge of what that one streamer that you love did in 20 minutes yesterday. That's our experience combined, is about 20 minutes of what they do. But the third one is actually horrifying. Casting Carador Ghost Chieftain, okay, while Dryad Arbor, that card that Clues desperately loves to hate,
yep,
or hates to hate, or whatever. So casting Carador... Oh.
To be clear, it's really just the one artwork of the card that bugs me.
True. So casting Carador while Dryad Arbor is in the graveyard causes the game to reset. What? This also occurs if Dryad Arbor goes to the graveyard while Carador is in play. What? What?
Yeah. Because reasons. Or
yeah, due to issues.
Due to issues, yeah.
Yeah. It even says newly added known issues. Oh my god, do you think that the apathy issue could be one of the issues because it's from Weatherlight? But that's, yeah, because Weatherlight is part of the Mirage Tempest thing.
Could be.
And wait, Oath of Druids.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
What's Oath of Druids from?
Oath of
that's
Druids
from Exodus, right?
Is originally from Exodus, yeah.
Which is part of Tempest Block, right?
Sure.
Again, this is right when I stopped
playing. Well, it's legal in Tempest Block play, so yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, 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 yeah. Huh. I wonder if those two issues were, like, Oath of Druids and Apathy caused enough issues that they couldn't fix it. But if that was the case, they would just remove those from... I severely doubt that Apathy was in one of the standard decks. I keep forgetting it's not draft, it's standard. It's not limited, like the last year's flashback things. Huh. We don't know, and really we're just making stuff up. So there you go.
Not
we don't know.
Yeah.
Due to issues. Also reasons. And we know a couple weeks ago that there was a problem that they fixed now. This is a problem that was really bothering you guys. The Aether Revolt masterpieces that produce tokens, such as Wormcoil Engine, now create tokens that display correct art.
Whew. Thank goodness.
Man, that was really getting to me. I didn't sleep for two nights because of that. No, wait, I didn't sleep for two nights because I was sick and dying. Right. But I didn't sleep for two nights, and that's the important part here. And also, the other thing they fixed, Animate Dead, once again, attaches to the creature that it targets.
Kind of important.
A little bit, yeah. So, there you go. They fixed it. And that's your bug blog update. And that's it for Monday Night Magic, or for Magic Online, which means that's it for Monday Night Magic.
Hooray! Yay. And there was much apathy, causing soft locks.
Causing soft locks. Oh my god. So, Senor Clues.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Dr. Clues.
Yeah, see.
Wait. What have you got to wrap us up?
I guess I have to go first because Squee is totally not here. But, hey, if you want to hear more from me, and I can't imagine why, but should you want to do so, you can find me on the Random Discard Podcast, found right here on the MTG Cast Network, as well as on our own website, randomdiscard.com. There's shows. They're pretty good sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
If you want to reach me directly, you can do so. I am at Locklouze, spelled just like it is in ye olde show notes.
I can honestly say I have enjoyed every episode of Card Advantage / Random Discard that I've listened to.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm not saying that because I haven't listened to any.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to assume that you've listened to at least 50% of them. So great. You don't correct me if I'm... No. Okay. Let me have this one. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Great.
I mean, it's entirely possible, because for the last year or so, you're...
Yeah, it's been hit or miss. Let's not talk about that, yeah.
If you would like to follow Squee on Twitter, it's Squee Goblin Nabob. There's no I in Goblin, because there's no Goblin.
Yeah, the I could not be here, yes.
Yeah, we don't know where he is. The I also just didn't want to bother this week.
Due to issues.
That's exactly... Oh my god, the I is now the I in issues.
Ah, yes.
Huh. Because without the eye, it would just be due to shoes. And that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, and then if you want to hear more from me, you can hear me every week over on the Manapool Podcast, where we are trucking steadily towards whatever the next... themanapool.com, whatever the next highlight number is. So we just did 453, where we actually talked about some things that should and or shouldn't be in Modern Masters 2017. From the tweets we've gotten, people are like, you know, that was in the first Modern Masters, right? And you know, those things were in the second one, right? And we were like, no, we didn't care. We were just talking.
Yep.
Just to be honest with you, we were just making stuff up. We also did a mythic conscription for Darksteel in that episode. And, Darksteel, all the colored cards are just kind of meh. And you get to artifacts and you're like, can we these just all be mythic? Just all of them. Just call it a night. Cause Darksteel was kind of ridiculous, it turns out. So yeah, there you go. Oh yeah, there's more. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at the Manapool. If you want to send me an email, send it to Chewy, that's Chewie, at themanapool.com, or at mtgcast.com, whichever, they both go to the same place. And if you want to see any of the other stuff that I do, then you should go to youtube.com/c/themanapool, where I have uploaded a Nerf report. My Manapool co-host Mike and I always do a Nerf report when nerfs are announced for Hearthstone. Because, much like Magic players, Hearthstone players are afraid of change and loud and stupid.
We fear all.
So, exactly. So when changes get announced, they all lose their mind and start grabbing their pitchforks. And they were big announcements for next year's standard in Hearthstone. And things are changing and it's crazy and it's things they've never done before. And oh my God. And everyone lost their mind. And so yeah, we always go over each thing one by one and explain why it is not the worst thing ever. Everyone, please don't lose
your
mind.
Chewie, everything is terrible. Don't you understand?
I mean, that's true, but this has nothing to do with the modern political structure of the United States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also, I have uploaded the second episode of Guts and Glory, which is a gloriously, no pun intended, terrible. Well, no, it's actually a lot of fun, but it's very gory and silly. So in the first episode, I was John and Jimmy, a dad and his young son on a bike, dodging mines and buzzsaws, or sometimes not dodging, and cannonballs and that sort of thing, and it was a lot of fun. And then the second episode, I am now playing as Earl, who is a redneck on an ATV. And in the back of said ATV, there's a bat, a shotgun, and beer. Because, yeah, that sounds about right for the South. And Earl has to drive his ATV through all kinds of things, avoiding bombs and cannonballs and mines and buzzsaws and smashing things. And for some reason, whenever I'm playing as Earl, I tend to talk like this. Just, I go full Southern and I don't understand what happened. But it's a lot of fun. I really love that game and actually put a lot more effort into the comedy editing and whatnot, for the actual video. So if you want to see a redneck get, you know, smashed by logs and slammed into by cannonballs and, smashing through plate grass vendors. Never mind. Just never mind. I'm gonna shut up now. Do I sound different? It seems like my voice is trying to go.
I think it without me. I think it believes that the show should end due to reasons.
I think it does too. Yeah. Is that it? Manipool.
Yeah, that's enough. Manipool.
So be sure, if you've made it this far into the episode, to tweet at Squee Goblin Nabob. What should we have him tweet at Squee? Due to issues?
No, you know what? Let's just leave him alone this time.
No. We can't do that.
Okay. Well, then I guess tell Squee what the issues are.
Yeah, there we go. Explain what a soft lock is with apathy to Squee in Twitter with no context. Yeah, that seems good. I like it. Yeah. So we're going to go now. So this has been Monday Night Magic number 550. Wow. I guess sorry for the lack of celebration, but really once you get this high, it's really only the hundreds that matter.
Yeah, there was much rejoicing. Trust me.
Yay. That was a Monty Python joke.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yay. So a big thank you to Clues for surviving this long.
I made it so far.
Yay. And thank you all so very much for listening, and go play some magic
before the issues get you.